Another example I gave was like, do you ever watch an NFL football game? Right? They celebrate every first down. They celebrate every yard they gain. They celebrate a touchdown. They celebrate a sack. They tackle. And like, it was the first time they ever did it. And why do they do that? Because it's really hard to gain a yard in the NFL. It's really hard to score a touchdown. You know what else is really hard? Teaching kids how to read, teaching kids how to do math, right? And overcoming some of the other barriers, teaching kids how to interact with each other appropriately, with empathy and feeling and build relationships, all those things. Those are hard and they're not just natural things.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my guest today is Vince Breinig. And Vince is the superintendent at the school district of Lodi, which is in Lodi, Wisconsin. Vince, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me, Janet. I really appreciate it. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, tell everybody about what's going on at the school district of Lodi and what you do.
Yeah. So, as you said, my name is Vince Breinig. This is my 30th year in public education, my 24th year in school administration, my fifth year as a district administrator here in the school district of Lodi. I also see myself as our chief communication officer for the district. For those who don't know, Lodi, Wisconsin is about 25 minutes northwest of Madison, Wisconsin, which is the capital of Wisconsin. So south central Wisconsin. We have a district of about 1,500 students, about 228 staff members. We just get excited about telling our story.
So tell me about your story.
Yeah. So I don't think our story is really any different than anybody else's. Really, it's just public education. We need to do a better job. We just can't leave it to chance that our families or our community know about the great things that are happening in our district. Mm-hmm. If we don't tell our stories, people will make up our stories for us. Right. And then they'll remember something bad that happened to them when they were in school, and they'll channel that. I did a presentation earlier this year in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to a bunch of school board members and administrators. And I asked the question, like, in this last week, who had something great happen in their district? And I expected everybody's hands to raise, and like 10% raised their hand.
Wow.
And I was like, you are all wrong. Like,
right.
So it was January in Wisconsin. So I'll give you an example. It was January in Wisconsin. It had been so cold the week before that we barely, we had school, but there was a question whether we were going to have school. Mm-hmm. Which means indoor recess. And indoor recess, right? We just take it for granted. I walked into our primary school and there are 80 to 90 kids with four educational assistants watching them at indoor recess. They were having fun. They were engaged. They were bringing out energy. Our teachers were getting a break and getting ready to learn. The kids were going back to the classroom ready to learn. And it was amazing. But we just take it for granted. Like,
right.
Because if I would take 90 kindergarten kids and give them to four adults, those four adults would freak out.
Right. Oh, but yeah. I thought you were going to say it was madhouse, and you just said the exact opposite, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a great job. So, right. And we just can't assume that people know that great things that are going on in our district, or they see them as great. We kind of just get in that mode of, well, that's just what we do in education. And we hear that a lot. Or that's just what we do. And the other example I gave was like, do you ever watch an NFL football game? Right? They celebrate every first down. They celebrate every yard they gain. They celebrate a touchdown. They celebrate a sack. They tackle. And like, it was the first time they ever did it. And why do they do that? Because it's really hard to gain a yard in the NFL. It's really hard to score a touchdown. You know what else is really hard? Teaching kids how to read. Teaching kids how to do math. Right? And overcoming some of the other barriers. Teaching kids how to interact with each other appropriately, with empathy and feeling, and build relationships, all those things. Those are hard, and they're not just natural things. And so if we don't tell that story, others will, and it won't be positive all the time.
Right.
So we try to flood our media, social media, newsletters, board meetings with positive news. So when the negative does happen, and negatives happen in Lodi, just like they do everywhere else, it's seen more of a blip on the screen versus a trend. And again, as I said, if we don't tell our story, people kind of revert back to something that may have happened to them in their school career when it didn't go well. I didn't get that second sandwich at lunch or whatever happened, right?
I got that pizza that tastes like cardboard.
Yeah, right. And part of it is there's so much negativity out there, and we have a negativity bias, and it helped us, right? When we were in prehistoric times, it helped us not to get eaten.
Right.
So, but we didn't, you know, but now it really floods our community. And if we don't counteract it with a lot of positives, people will pick out the negatives, and they really will. So we try not to leave that in chance.
Can I tell you, there was a podcast that I listened to when I was first getting started, and it was Donald Miller and StoryBrand, and a way of teaching and, you know, being the guide. It's about marketing. And one of the things, and it's stuck with me, and it's one of my stickies on my computer to remind me, for every one negative thing that you say to an employee, to equal it, not to overcome it, but to equal it, you have to have 4 positives, 4 to 1, just for them to be equal. So I get exactly what you're talking about. It's like, when I heard that, I was like, you got to love on your people. 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 Yeah.
We take it to heart. Think of the last time you had something negative. Like, I've done evaluations of myself, or had people do surveys of me, right? Uh-huh. And even if it's overwhelmingly positive, what do you focus on? You focus on
that negative thing. Yeah.
For that one. You know, and that's what eats at you. It's not all the overwhelmingly positive things. So, and to do this, like, it came out of our strategic plan that we need to do a better job of communicating. So, like, to ensure that we get enough content to our social media, all of our buildings create a social media calendar. So we schedule staff being responsible for sending social media out. So, for example, at our elementary school, you know, 1 week's the third grade week, 1 week's the fourth grade week, something like that. It doesn't mean, like, if something awesome happens, you can't send it, but it just makes sure that we have a ton of content and stuff that's going on in the classroom every single day. And it's amazing when you start looking for amazing things, how much more amazing things you find. And I try to lead the way. I visit classrooms typically every Wednesday morning. I go spend an hour, hour and a half in classrooms across our district, and I take pictures, and I put together social media posts. I send an email back to staff about what I saw in their classroom, positives. Great thing. Thank them for what they do. One of the things, I'm pretty tall. I can't tell that in here, but so I'm always, like, down on my knees, like, taking pictures at eye level. And especially our primary and elementary kids, they want to have their picture taken. But, like, when you take their picture, you don't want them looking at a camera, right? You want them engaged in the work. So at times, like, okay, if you work, I'll take your picture. If you're not working, I'm not going to take your picture. Yeah. I'd rather always, like, can I see the picture before you post it?
It's
an impact, like, and again, leading by example, and just making sure that we do it. It's something that we do. So and it gives our staff, like, opportunities too. So, like, for example, we had a staff member one day who another kindergarten teacher was out, and so she took both kindergarten classrooms.
Oh, wow.
And they do the same routines. And so, and they do a lot of stuff together, a lot of team teaching. So it was a big deal, right? You have all those kids.
Yeah.
But they were used to that routine. Well, then all of a sudden, another teacher got pulled away to a meeting because a parent came in. And so all of a sudden, she had 3 classrooms at kindergartners. And those kids, like, were just like, it was a routine. They all had the same routines in the morning. They'd come up to her and ask, Ms. Griffin, what should I do with this? And she'd look at him. She'd go, well, what do you think you should do with that? I should put them in a cupboard. There you go, kiddo.
There you go.
And boom, there you go. Yeah. And she's taking lunch. It was amazing. So I took a picture and I posted something on it. And again, not only was it amazing, but then to see the flood of comments that she got from former students, former parents just that positivity, right? And then, I had something positive happen in my life. I got my doctorate this year. And
congratulations.
Thank you. But it was like something, I'm really good at pushing other people's stuff out there. I'm like,
yeah. See what you just did? Oh, well, thank you. You're humble. Yeah, humble leader. I get it. Yeah.
So she,
celebrate the win.
Yeah. Right. But she reached out to my administrative assistant and said, Vince got his doctorate. That needs to be on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So you recognize people and then they turn around and find other people to recognize. It just kind of builds and you look for those celebrations. And again, obviously there's big celebrations, right? Yeah. When your team wins a big game or the musical's going or whatever, those things always got to be out there. But we got to look for everyday things that happen, which is awesome.
Yeah, for sure. There is, there's so many. That's, I mean, it's funny that you say that, because this is exactly Brighter Together. This podcast is exactly about talking about the wins. What are the wins that are, because there are so many wins. I was watching a network program, and I'm not going to say the name, but I was watching one last night, and they were absolutely trashing education. Yeah. And I got so mad that I totally skipped it and turned it off, because I was just like, these are people that either have their kids in private schools or don't have kids, and they are only looking at the numbers and not even trying to find out the positive things that are happening. And it made me so mad. I was like, you don't even know what's happening in education, and you're just on your high horse talking about how, you know, just... And it just really, and it's where I go to get my news. And I was mad. I was just like, this is not, no, don't do that.
It, positive stories don't sell.
No, they don't.
So you get one while they do a heartwarming positive story, but it doesn't bring people not to click on, right? They're not going to click on the news station that's negative, right? A negative story, a positive doesn't. So same way. So they cover, right? It's that negativity bias. We look for that.
Right.
So we have to do everything we can to have that positive and talk about the great gains our kids make. And, you know, how great education is. Like, we talk about, you hear about people talking about education and how, you know, the United States education, how poor it is compared to other countries. We are the only country in the world that tries to get every student college and career ready. Like 12th grade. No other country in the world does that, regardless of ethnicity, disability,
socioeconomic background, none of it. Nothing. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, we.
And it's free. Yeah. It's free.
And we're trying to do that. And the gains that we make are significant. Now, can we do better? Absolutely. There's not a profession out there that is not constantly trying to improve itself.
Yeah.
But we as educators have to do a better job of telling our story and being positive about education as well. It is a great field. I had this conversation with my staff a couple of years ago, and had that same thing. Like, yep, all you hear about education, that your children shouldn't go into education, that it's not a great job. And I said, just like most of the stuff that you hear negatively about education, it is totally wrong. Talk about, when people talk about careers, they are looking for something that is going to be meaningful and purposeful. Right. And there's a lot of people in therapy who are worried about whether their lives are meaningful, or purposeful. If you work in education, you don't have that problem.
You don't have to worry about that for sure.
Meaningful and purposeful. Yeah. You are planting that seed that's going to grow. I'm looking at what I'm going to do in my end of the year staff conversation and looking at Chinese bamboo. I don't know if you heard the story of, like, when you plant the bamboo seed, you water it and take care of it for 5 years and nothing happens.
Wow.
And then, so because it's growing its root, you're growing the foundation. And that's what happens in school, right? You're not seeing those big gains, right? Year to year, you're just too close to it. And then in year five, it'll grow 90 feet.
Wow.
Right? And that's what happened in education too. Like, by the time you step back after the K-12 education, they grew 90 feet.
Yeah,
when you're there working the ground, you don't see the day-to-day gains and you see sometimes the frustrations and the difficulties, right? And the setbacks. And that's where the growth really happens and the magic really happens.
There is a crisis in this country, a massive shortage of special education teachers. We know how devastating this can be for your students, families, and staff. Lighthouse Therapy places experienced special education teachers in virtual, hybrid, and on-site roles, and we handle everything from hiring to onboarding to mentorship. These aren't just placements, they're professionals who understand compliance, collaboration, and care. Let us help you fill in the gaps with special education teachers who really understand. We are here to help. Visit lighthouse-therapy.com/brighter-together to connect with us today. Yeah, it doesn't happen in a vacuum. That's for sure. Yeah, for sure. Wow. Great. Great, great, great. There are so many. So I want to ask you, you know, you've obviously put this into practice. So what fruit have you seen? I know you have. I just am curious about, I know you talked about the one teacher who got all the responses, yeah. But I'm curious about the other things that you've seen.
Well, I think we do other things too. Like, I think you see in our community, our teacher, again, it's really easy, that one voice, to make you feel like you're not really being respected and that mm-hmm. educators aren't being held to a high standard. But our educators are. Like, if you walk mm-hmm. in our community, you know, what other profession do people, not too many, where they come up and call you by your last name? Mm-hmm. Like, hi, mm-hmm. you're Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so. Right. Or that, you know, your kids come up and want to see you. And in our community, we have our PTO a couple of years ago during pandemic put together what they call was a coffee cart. If you think about an airline attendant walks down the hallway with a coffee cart, that is what they do. They picked a school, one school every Friday, and they would show up with a cart full of beverages and some snacks, knock on a teacher's door, and walk in and say, "Yo, hey, you're doing a great job. Have some coffee, have a snack, whatever you want to do." And our teachers just loved it, right? Mm-hmm. And our students would ask, like, "Hey, can I get some coffee cart?" Like, when you become a teacher in the school district of Lodi, you can have a coffee cart.
You can have a coffee cart. That's great. Yeah.
But again, the fruit of that is the PTO is not buying that stuff. They're reaching out, and our local businesses are like our local Piggly Wiggly grocery store provides all the beverages for free every time.
Nice.
Local businesses pay or donate to stock it with the food that they put on there. And there's a 2-year waiting list to donate. So telling those positive stories and talking about all the cool things that are going on, mm-hmm. all those things like that to happen.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we're, our kids talk about it as well. Like, they know they're on Facebook. They know that stuff that we tell our stories. So the work that they're doing is important. And we want to make sure we're highlighting all the hard work that they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We always have a monthly newsletter, and we always have our shout outs to our people. And we always try to make sure that there's different people, you know, not the same people all over all the time. Because it's really important. And it means so much when you see your name on that newsletter and someone recognize that you've done something. I actually did yesterday. Because we're growing. Lighthouse Therapy is my company, and we're growing. And I used to do all the interviews. I can't do it anymore, right? And just, I had to I have amazing people that do all of the things. They make me look really smart, you know. But I said, I want to do come and meet the CEO. I mean, just come and talk to me and ask questions and know that this is somebody that I'm not, I never want to be a 6,000 foot CEO. Our mission is to be a therapy company run by therapists for therapists for the betterment of students. I mean, always bottom line is the kids, but those therapists need to know that there's a therapist that's running, captaining this ship, that's making sure that they're the first things that we think about when we're thinking about taking on a contract or working with the school or whatever. It has to work for the students and the therapists. And if it doesn't, then I'm not doing my job. So, you know, we partner and we want to partner, but we want to always make sure that what we're doing is for the betterment of those people. We're servant leaders, Vince. We really are. We're servant leaders. And that's it. Everything you've been talking about is exactly that. So,
One of the other things just to mention that we do, we have done is we have, if you look over my shoulder, is the Guardians of Lodi Pride. We've done a Lodi Pride campaign. So back in, when I first became principal here, we had some students, we did a youth risk behavior survey, and we had students feel like they didn't matter in our community. And so, which was really difficult. So like, we tried to figure out like, how can we get our students to feel like they matter? So we came up with a Lodi Pride campaign. So like, our police department had Protect and Serve with Lodi Pride at a banner out front. One of our insurance companies, right? Protecting Your Homes and Dreams with Lodi Pride. The bank had something, all these different businesses had, and we had some grant money to help do that. And we had Lodi Pride signs go around. And so, which really helped. And then we did a video probably in 2013 or 14. We started a Lodi Pride video that kicked off the school year, which we have done every year since. We just finished filming that yesterday for next year.
Awesome.
But the 10th anniversary, but then we had COVID, right? And that helped, right? I'm sorry, I'm still, it helped us, right, with our brain and people feel like they matter. Your kids talk about what I tried. You hear we take kids to, I helped chaperone a trip to Washington, D.C. Chaperones are always like, okay, now we're going to act with Lodi Pride when we get off of here. And right. You're back on, like, was that with Lodi Pride? Yep, great. Was it with Lodi Pride? No, it wasn't. Okay, well, then we need to step it up. Well, and then COVID, you know, so we had it for about, you know, 8-9 years, and then COVID hit. And everybody's brand took a hit. I don't care who you were, right? No matter what decision we made, it was wrong. For 50% of the population. So your brand took a hit. So we kind of came out of COVID like, does Lodi Pride still have it, or do we need to change, right? Do we double down? And we decided to double down. And so if you've ever seen the movie Guardians of the Galaxy, we did a video, our 10th anniversary video of Lodi Pride video was based on the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. I dressed, have a red jacket on, headphones on to start the movie, just like the start of the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie. And then there's this little plot that happens. And then we just doubled down. Like, so we had signs made, Guardians of Lodi Pride, that people could buy. We had banners put on all our schools. All of our staff got t-shirts. And again, just kind of really going back to like, who are we? And just being proud of what we do every single day. So it's just something that we've really done. And it's been fun because it's been uplifting music. It was a fun story. It's always hard coming up with those videos every year and coming up, but it's just something that our community likes and we get kids involved. So kids get to see it.
And they miss it if you don't. They're going to tell you if they don't, if you don't. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Coming up. So it's a lot every year, but it's really fun. It really energizes our staff. It energizes our kids roll their eyes, our staff roll their eyes. But then once they're doing it, they have a lot of fun with it.
They have time to get it.
Another way to brand us, another way that we try to make it like, come to Lodi. It's an awesome place.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I have one last question, Vince, that I ask almost all of my podcast guests, and you cannot say money because everybody wants more money. Everybody in every district needs more money. I get that. But within your sphere of influence and what you do, if you could miraculously solve one challenge in your school, what would you want to solve? See, I told you, you can't
spend so much time doing that. You know, one of the things we really worked hard on, and I think we've made a lot of gains on, is alignment across our buildings and our curriculum, right? So we are seeing significant gains, right? We can talk about all these fun stuff, but we're also seeing significant gains in our academics and things like that. And I think it all plays together. But part of that's the alignment that we've really been working on across our district. And I think it is so important to be aligned, because you can have a third grade teacher, or even a third grade team, who is just knocking it out of the ballpark and they're doing great stuff. But if everybody else isn't in line with them, by the time those kids get to fifth or sixth grade, you're not going to know that they were knocking it out of the ballpark. They just regress back to the mean. So you have that alignment and buy-in and all that work. And it takes a lot of work. So it's not something you can just snap your fingers and have happen. So we've been working really hard on it and it's coming to fruition. But I think it's always, you have regression. Yeah. It's just human nature.
It's a moving target. It doesn't stay put. Yeah.
So we're just that continued alignment across our district and focus. The other piece is focus. We are, my middle school principal says this all the time. We are really good at doing stuff in education. And we are like, hey, that's a great idea. Let's do that. Let's do that. Let's do that. And our strategic plan has really helped us like focus. And I'll answer it again with money, but we don't have more money, right? So we have to leverage our resources. If you've ever read the books, Daniel Heath just came out with a new book called Reset. And he really talks about finding a leverage point and leveraging your resources. And there's two ways to make a change in your organization, right? You can add more resources or you can restack them. Most of us find new resources, so we have to restack them. And one of our major resources is, what are we focused on? What are we spending our time on, right? Are we spending our time on all these different things, which are cool and are important? Or we pick the really, really things that we think are going to move our district.
The values,
spending time there. So as a long-winded answer.
No, I think it's a great answer. I think it's a great
really important for districts.
And, you know, the reason I asked that question is because it really gets to the heart of where people are. And we as educators, we as leaders in education, it shows that I think it, and that's why I keep asking the question, because you care. You know, you have a focus, you're working on a particular thing, and you love the kids and you love your staff and you want them to be successful. We don't go into this profession to be millionaires. You know, it's like that money isn't there, right? But you can, but we're changing the world and one child at a time, right? Sometimes it's one child at a time, but it matters. That one child matters.
Well, and it's hard work.
It's hard work. Yeah.
We need you to build relationships with kids, but you're not going to love your kid to proficiency in reading.
Right.
It takes, mm-hmm. you also have to teach them, and you have to have skills, and you have to work with them and work through the everybody's different. So what do they need to get to proficiency? Right. And we want you to love them and have that, but it can't be just that. You just can't get teaching just to love kids. There's the work that's really behind it.
And they come with so many things. Kids come with so much baggage. And, you know, sometimes it's getting them to the place where they can even learn, right? So,
that's right. We'll go around, though.
That's right. You got it.
It would be boring if they're all the same.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Every day is different at Lighthouse, I'll tell you. It's part of the reason why I love my job so much is that it just is. It's something that... you just keep doing it. You know, I used to tell people, I was like, it was hard for me as to go in to step into leadership because I had to give up seeing kids. And I started this company. I was our first SLP. You know, I know how to do that. Right. And by year two or three, I think it was year two, I knew I was done. But year three, I tried to help and I wasn't doing therapy well. And I wasn't doing CEO work well. And it was like, so I had to give that up. I had to go. Okay, I can serve 55 kids well, or I can serve 2,500 kids by allowing and doing this work so that other people can do it. And I can't do 2,500 kids by myself. You can't do it. So, you know, you get it. You get it.
I was high school principal for 7 years and stepped out to the director of student services role, so the district office role. And I wasn't ready to not have that direct connection with kids and staff. Yeah. So I went back, was a high school principal for another 10.
Well, and you're still going, you're still Wednesday mornings, you're going and seeing those kids. You have to,
I'm still
stay connected.
There, but it's different.
It is different. You're absolutely right.
There's no question about it. But yes, that's what makes it fun, like getting high fives. Yeah. And be honest with you, that's what like the Lodi Pride videos, the offset of that I never even thought about, especially the last couple of years, has been how our kids know who I am now. Like, especially our younger kids, they know who I am. They know who the superintendent is. They recognize him because of the videos. It's awesome.
Okay. Well, Vince, an amazing conversation. I could talk to you for another hour and we're out of time. But where should people go if they want to learn a little bit more about School District of Lodi and what you're doing?
So you go to our website, www.lodi.wk.com. K12WI.US. You can go to our Lodi Facebook page as well. That was probably the best areas that you'd see us. So make sure it's Lodi, Wisconsin. Because
there's another Lodi?
There's other Lodi. So Lodi, New Jersey. There's a Lodi, California. So once in a while, I'll get a parent call from, they'll start talking about something and I'll be like, are you calling? And they'll be on skate.
Yeah. Well, I got news for you. There are 30, I can't remember if it's 39 or 59 Lighthouse therapies out there. No idea when I started. We actually trademarked it because I'm like, in this space, I need to know that this is the Lighthouse there. And that's why our logo and, you know, all of that. But yeah, there's a lot of them out there. And we had the same thing. People have called us and been like, I need to schedule my child and no one's calling me back. Not us. I'm sorry. Yeah. So anyway, well, it was awesome. Thank you for participating in the Brighter Together podcast, because we really are brighter together.
Thanks for having us.